Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The following is a paid program. The views or claims made are not necessarily those of WILK staff, management, or sponsors.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for listening to the Laurie Cadden Show. And I appreciate you tuning in. And with me, the lovely Julie DeMille. How are you, Jules?
I'm doing just fine. How are you?
I'm good. Very good. It's we're taping on Thursday afternoon. It was a rainy, yucky day, but as you know, the old line, we needed the rain. We needed the rain. Mm-hmm. You know, as much as you know, you need it when it's an all day kind of gloomy, no sun, gloomy rain. It's almost like, oh God, this is why. If it could just rain a little bit, then the sun come out and then rain again, it would be so much better. But what are you going to do? Here we are, northeastern Pennsylvania. So, but the trees, I noticed a lot of the trees are turning and a lot of trees' leaves have hit the ground in my house for with this rain. There's a lot on the ground that was not there before the rain. So this is just what happens now. This is the stuff that goes on and the leaves start coming down, baby. But I think we were talking about last week about the acorn situation in my yard. Did we talk about? All right. So,
yes,
and you know that you've picked up a few when you were here a couple weeks ago.
I love them. Yeah.
Well, if you came to my house now, you would have enough to fill a tractor trailer. There is, there are so many acorns all over the place. I'm not kidding. They're everywhere. I don't ever remember them being around like this. They're everywhere. So we'll see what happens. But yeah, it's they're all over. But anyway, so fall is coming, Julie. Ritter's is open. Doug Smith, whose birthday was the other day. So if you see Doug Smith, wish him a big happy birthday. A few of us took him out to dinner last night just for a quick burger. We went to, as we call it, RR, or Red Robin, in the Wilkes-Barre area, because we met Deb Dudley and her daughter Cheyenne and Evie Rafalco McNulty and Randy Williams and yours truly and Meyer and Doug Smith. And we all went down and had a nice little burger. He had his wings, and it was a fun night, laughing and giving him his gifts and making a special night for him, and simple, easy burgers. So it worked out really well. If you see him, wish him the best. And he brought me a couple apples from Ritter's. And my friend Kasha today brought me homemade peanut butter with honey. She said she got it at Ritter's. And so she said, you have to taste and see if you like it. So I took a couple crackers today, and oh, my God, it's absolutely delicious. Mm-hmm. And the apples are fabulous. My favorite apple, favorite, is the Ever, they're called Evercrisp, and they're a combination mm-hmm. of Honeycrisp and something else. And they're not, I don't think they're out yet. It might be in a little bit more time before they come. But Doug got me some regular Honeycrisps, which were perfect. And, of course, Rosh Hashanah was the other night, two nights. And Meyer, of course, who is of the Jewish faith, we were having dinner. And I cut up two of the Honeycrisps and poured some of my honey in a pretty little dish, sprinkled some cinnamon, and brought them out to him and to Randy Williams. And the three of us had honey and apples and honey, which is to symbolize a sweet beginning of the new year. And I remember I did that last year because I never knew that was a part of what you did. Mm-hmm. And I did it last year, and I did it again this year. And I said to him, I have a little surprise for you when we're finished. And I brought it out, and he, you know, it's always a big smile. He said, did you go online to look? I said, Meyer, I did it last year, remember? He said, no, I don't. I said, oh, great. Here I am thinking I'm doing a good thing for you. But who could resist beautiful, delicious Honeycrisp apples dunked in honey?
Yes,
who could resist that?
Great.
Delicious. Right. So, yeah. So we had that after a delicious, which I cooked. And I haven't cooked, Julie, in a long time because Tommy does so much of the cooking here. But I was home, and I made Spanish rice, and I love it. And so I did it, and he stayed out of my way, and he let me do it all, and it was absolutely delicious. And I get this gluten-free bread from Wegmans that's called Green, L-I-T-E, and it's in the frozen section. They have baguettes, and they have, like, a smaller-type loaf, and it's absolutely mm-hmm. delicious for gluten-free. It's delicious. So everyone ate gluten-free that night because we put it in the oven and cut it up, and it was great, and my meal was delicious. If I say so myself, I feel like I'm a little rusty because I don't do that much because of Tommy doing so much. But anyway, I did, and it was great. And Sean was home this past weekend, Julie, he and Katie, because they're going to be moving back to New York City this coming weekend. And he was home because it was his grandpa Tom Foley's birthday, and we were at the Colonnade for a lunch birthday party for Tom, and his brother John was there, and all of Tom's grandchildren, three of his great-grandchildren, who he has eight grandchildren. They were all there, three of whom have children of their own, and one who's having another one. And so all three little babies were there, and all eight of his grandchildren, and four sons, because he lost a child a couple years ago, my brother-in-law, Robbie, whom I loved. And it was his nieces and in-laws and cousins, and not cousins, but cousins of the kids. But it was a wonderful day. The Colonnade did a great job. And then that night, I went to Ellen Kinney Gatto's birthday party at Posh that her son CJ had for her. And I was there that night, and I loved every minute of that. So I was at the Colonnade in the afternoon and Posh in the evening. And, of course, Josh and Paul do a phenomenal job no matter where they go. I got to see Paul, then talk to him at the Foley event, and then I talked to Josh at Ellen's birthday party, and then saw Paul very quickly on the back end of that. So it was all over the place, Jewel. And Friday night we went to Bucatini is in Posh, which I have yet to go to, so I'd like to. And both of them told me it was wonderful. And, you know, they do have gluten-free options, which is important. But Sean and Tommy and Tom and Meyer and I went to Pachokies on Friday night. We sat outside, Julie, which was great. And it was packed. The outside, every table was taken. and the inside was packed, and we had a delicious meal. We sat out, and again, it was a perfect evening to be out there, and I love it because the chef owner comes around and talks to you beforehand and comes out with his funky chef hat, and I think their food is delicious, and they have gluten-free pizza and pasta, and it just was a wonderful night. And I had, Tashawn and I split a caprese salad, and it was done with yellow heirloom tomatoes and a balsamic drizzle with, it was delicious. So I was pleased. We've been doing a lot of that kind of stuff, and I'm doing nothing but talk about food, but what are you going to do? It's part of life.
You're making me hungry.
I never told you this, but some guy who used to listen to Lynn and me called us one day and said, is that all you people do is go to eat places? And Lynn wrote, it was like, he was a nasty. He didn't like that we were liberals and if we said an occasional something regarding that, which I don't always like to get into those things because it can be so divisive. But, you know, every now and then it sneaks out and we got to do it and you got to be who you are. And this guy could not stand that. So he would just always say things just to be nasty. And Lynn would always give it right back to him on an email, very kind, but she would say, yeah, that's what we do. And so do you. What are you talking about? So like but anyway, so I feel like if this dude was ever listening again, he can send something and say that too. But anyway, it was good. And I was thrilled to see my boy and to have both boys. And then Katie came on Saturday and it was good to see her. And we went down to our dear friend, Miss Kathy Davis, who owns Over the Moon. And I love her because every time we give her a big shout out, she'll text me and say, thanks for the shout out. I love her. Wow. She's a doll. And I'm going to say it again. If you haven't been, you have to go into Over the Moon. Kathy is one of the kindest, most gracious store owners. She's delightful, kind. She's a grandma of five children. She has her son is a doll. The family's wonderful, and I met two of the kids were with her the other day when we were in, and I can't say enough about the way she does business, the stuff she carries, the brands, when I go in, I say, could you wrap up one of everything? Because I love, 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 from baby gifts to, things for your home, and I love it there. I love it. It's beautifully done. The wallpaper's gorgeous. Everything about being in there, you just feel so special. And she's got great prices. So do yourself a favor and go in and see her and support local. I say it all the time, but again, it is. And yesterday, once again, I was at Not In Company because I went in to get a gift for Mr. Smith. And I love it. He has she carries pictures, paintings from a local artist, Michael Lambert, I think is his name. And I bought Doug at Christmas a small painting, and I went in and got another one to give him because I thought that would be neat to add to his collection. And it's so cool. Very nicely priced, and they have all different sizes. They're cool. They have round ones and long rectangular ones and perfect square ones, which is what I got Doug. And they're everywhere. The paintings are beautiful. And so it's nice to go in there because you can kind of look and see what, what they have and which color scheme you have in your home. And I love it. So it just adds to everything. So big shout out to the Gilmartins too and all they do. Again, it's so important to be able to have these stores in our own backyard and what they have to offer. So go see them, see what you can do. Stop in and say hi. As Nada said, I just love it when people come in and say hi and look around and see what we have because it's not always about the buying when you go in, Julie. It's about knowing what they have so you know the next time that they have it available for you. So, again, price points are great. I just love it. And, of course, Julie, I could shop all day, every day. I love it. I love it. I love to explore stuff. I love to see it. I love to feel the stuff. I love to know about it. I'm a major, as Lynn used to say. Laurie hates the word B-U-D-G-E-T, hates it, because anytime she'd bring it up, I would say, do you have to talk about that horrible word? And she'd say, yes. But, you know, and she used to tease me and say, major consumer. So anyway, I was thinking of our dear Lynn lately. So I just, it was her birthday the other day, and I put a little note on Facebook, and some people did not know she passed, and I haven't even gotten back to this one person who sent me a note. I have to, because sometimes it's so hard just to think about it.
Yeah.
But Patrick is doing well. For anyone interested, he's doing well. We will see him with his son. Meyer and I are going to dinner at Russell's, his favorite place to go, I think sometime mid-October, because Pat will be celebrating his birthday, and we will be meeting. Tyler has already asked us, so we'll join him. And I'll tell Pat everyone's asking for him. But anyway, we are going to take a break, and we have Tiffany Birch, who will be coming up from Fidelity Bank. And Tiffany's going to be two segments of Fidelity Bank and their home equity promotion they have going on, a little bit more of what they do for their employees, Fidelity Bank, and their random acts of kindness and all the good stuff that goes along with being Fidelity Bank. So we will be right back. You're listening to the Laurie Cadden Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to the Laurie Cadden Show, and I am Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising PR and special event business. And with me is my lovely producer of this great show, if I say so myself, Jewel. Julie D. Immel, who is the owner of Julie D. Immel Communications, and Jewel can do a lot of stuff for you in your nonprofit or business, and she'll tell you how. Jewel, go ahead.
Thanks so much, Laurie. I specialize in public relations and marketing. To learn more about how I can help you promote your business or nonprofit, just visit my website at juliedimmel.com.
Thank you. And with us today is another lovely lady. Her name would be Tiffany Birch, and she is the retail branch manager for Fidelity Bank in the Back Mountain office. And Tiffany's been on before, but we're thrilled she's back. She's a delight, and we're happy to have you. So welcome, Tiffany.
Thank you, Laurie. Thank you, Julie.
Yeah, we got caught up a little bit. We were doing our thing, and I can say this because everyone knows I do this. I said, Tiff, just as long as I don't, just make sure I'm driving in my car thinking about this interview today, and I thought, my luck, I'm going to call her Tori Birch. But anyway, I didn't, but it's too funny. I had to say it. I wouldn't mind being called Tori Birch, if you ask, with that business. I love it. But anyway, Tiffany, we thank you for joining us. You're in the Back Mountain, and I have to say, Tiff, I am a true and true Lackawanna County girl. I live in Lackawanna County. I was born and raised. I did live out away from here for about 10 years, but I've been back since, actually, it's hard to imagine, but this next month, I own my property in Dunmore 30 years. So I'm back since, I can't even believe I'm saying that. But yes, in fact, it is 30 years. And so I'm a Lackawanna County gal, but I love the Back Mountain of Luzerne County. I love the area. I love everything about it. And as I was telling you before, Tiff, I do a TV show for ECTV, and the Back Mountain part of Luzerne County gets Electric City Television with their cable subscription with Comcast. So I always say I love it because my friends in the Back Mountain can, if you have Comcast, can see it. And so that's another secret reason why I love it. But I just love the area, and I love, I go there. I go to a favorite restaurant of mine, Lum's in Dallas, that I absolutely love. Have you ever been?
I have not.
Oh, it's a good one. It's got the best lobster in the world. So stop in someday. It's delicious. You'll love it. But I love it. I love that neck of the woods. So tell us a little bit. We're going to get into the business of Fidelity Bank here instead of my personal stuff. But Tiffany, you're having Fidelity Bank is offering a home equity loan campaign right now, and it's a good one, whatever the correct term you're going to say, but the rate's pretty low for 3 months. It's home equity time, and so tell us a little bit about what happens with that and how long you'll be doing this and what you need to do if you're interested in a home equity at this time of the year.
Sure. So like you did say, Lori, we are having a home equity campaign right now for the line of credit. We have a good promotion, and the promotion is good until November 21st. So right now, up until November 21st, home equity line of credit, we are offering an introductory rate as low as 1.49% with a fixed APR. That's for 3 months. And then after that, the rates do go as low as 6.99% APR variable. We did recently take a decrease in prime, so that is exciting for us, and I'm sure for everybody else who's looking for a lower rate right now, because we know those have been pretty high. We are also advertising. We're trying to do fast approval, or we will be doing fast approval within 3 business days is what we're saying,
Whoa.
Too. So I think that's great for people that are looking for that fast approval and kind of fast track the home equity process. With home equity loans, it is very, very easy to apply for one. You could call into our customer care center, or you can step into any Fidelity Bank branch to speak about the home equity. We can kind of tailor and see what would work best for you. Our applications are done online, which is very awesome because then you can do it at your own convenience. If you want to sit in your bed and do it on your phone at midnight, you could do that if you wanted to. You can upload all of the documents that we need for it. You hit the submit button, and your application comes right to the branch so we can begin that process for you.
Or you can do the old-fashioned way and go on in, right, and say, hey, I want you to help me with this. And Yeah, because I've said this before, but it bears repeating. I'm the worst computer person there is, Tiffany. But when I got my mortgage, my regular mortgage a few years ago, I actually did it on the app, and I was thrilled that I could do it. When I got my home equity a while ago, I did go into the office and work, only because I was in there talking and decided, well, I'm here, I might as well do it. So, I mean, I did it both ways, and either way, it's very easy and convenient, and it really, just all the employees and anyone I deal with at Fidelity, they're just so helpful and knowledgeable, and that's what you need when you walk into a bank and you're looking to do something. And I know that people look for home equities, Tiffany, for many, many reasons. What do you find these days that people are up to when they, you know, want to use their property for, you know, as, you know, it's equity that they have. And here's what I say about it. If you don't use it, it's on paper that it's worth this. But if you don't use it in any way, you don't really appreciate it. So I think it's kind of neat to do that, to have that available and to get some money out of it and use it for whatever. What are most people doing these days? Or is it just very too much to even say that?
No, I think the most common factors that we see here in our branch are debt consolidation. That's due to a lot of high interest credit cards. You see these, the store cards, you know, the Walmart cards, the Lowe's cards, the Home Depots, you know, everybody's going to get their supplies for their home renovations, right? So you get these high interest credit cards, and while it might be nice that they have a low introductory rate as well, we know that if it's not paid off within a certain amount of time, they'll charge you all that interest. And sometimes those interest can be as high as 30%. You know, that's a lot when you're trying to maximize your dollars. So a lot of debt consolidation of high rate credit cards, and maybe if somebody has personal loans that they want to look at consolidating, they can definitely use the equity in their home for those. I personally love doing debt consolidation loans because I love seeing that when we put it together and put the numbers there in front of the person and you tell them, you know, you can have a loan for this much with this rate, and this is when it's going to be paid off by, and this is your payment per month. It's going to save them money monthly, and it's going to save them money in the long run as well. So that's probably my favorite thing to do, but we do see it a lot for home improvements as well. So debt consolidation and home improvements are the two biggest things that people will take home equity loans and lines of credit for currently.
So walk us through, Tiffany, if you would, just for someone who may be on the fence or thinking about it, what goes into getting the approval for how, when someone comes in and fills out their application, what is the next step that the bank would have to do to get this lined up for the final approval?
So for an application to be considered complete, we would need all of the financials and a completed application. Sometimes applications can be a little bit tricky, just depending on the person's financial and informational situation. Once we get all of those pieces, we submit it to the underwriter, and that is when they can begin the underwriting process and get them that approval within the 3 business days. So as soon as we have the completed application is when that clock starts ticking for them.
And is it still, as far as the appraisal for it, is it still a drive-by that's needed for that, or does it get into with the mortgage a full-blown, or is the drive-by still the preferred one?
So there, we do AVM, which is the appraisal where they look at the other home values in the area, and we do drive-by appraisals as well. So just depending on the situation is what the underwriter will order for us. If for some reason the property doesn't come in enough for the home equity to take the amount that the borrower would want, they can pay for a full appraisal up front if they choose to do that. But generally, I feel like we try to steer away from that, and it doesn't happen too often, not in our branch anyways.
Okay. And then what I think is fascinating, and we throw these terms around, and hopefully you can answer this, Tiffany, but let's talk a little bit, too, about what underwriting means when you say the underwriter did this or they do that. Let's discuss that part of what goes into without it being overly complicated. Where does that go once that comes in? So from an underwriting standpoint, they do what?
So us in the branch, it's hard to say because us in the branch, we are the one who takes the application. We have that conversation with that client connection. So thankfully, our underwriters do a lot more than what we do, and so thankful for them because there are a lot of different things that they go through in order to make the application really work. They do the property searches and the flood searches. They're the ones who look at the pay stubs and the tax returns and analyze those for us. They will do any kind of background work with things that have to do with the deed and seeing who's on the deed to the property and everything else that you could possibly think of that goes beyond the application process. Like I said, we're very thankful to have those guys and not have to try to do all of that in the branch.
Yes, because the reason I said that is I know what they do just because I'm a real estate agent and I'm an ex-banker and a lot of people know, but I'm used to it. So I get what they do. I think it's important to understand the work that goes into the underwriting part of a loan because there's so many federal regulations and compliance issues that have to be met, and they know what they are and they have to follow those. And then they do all the other stuff that you're talking about to put this, to get this guy to put it to bed so that you can close on this and use the equity in your property and make it work. And what I love about Fidelity is that you all there try very hard to work with. I mean, in my case, I'm an independent contractor. I have my own business. I'm a 1099 contractor with the companies that I work for. And so I file my tax returns, and I can show one thing is what I actually make, but then the bottom line is something else. And so it's always trickier for someone who is in that position because you have to show a different amount. So, and I love that, and this just happened to me recently, where we were able to go in a different way of looking at the way I could repay, and in all honesty, I was like, oh my God, I didn't realize that was a way to do this. So what I'm getting at is there's so much out there and so many ways that you try to make it work instead of just looking at flat out, okay, we can't do this, we can't do this, you can do this, and make it and pull it together as long as the numbers work. And as long as they do, you have areas to look at to make that come work and make it all happen. And I know that that's what happens at that level. There's so many things from the minute you walk in and deal with you or online with it, all of the stuff that goes on in the background, and then managing the loan when it's in there and how it works and how it gets paid back. And there's a lot to it. It can be very complicated, but it's a wonderful thing to be able to do it. And I'm thrilled that you're there doing it and that you're offering this great rate because this is perfect. As you said, as low as 1.49 for the first 3 months, and that is clearly that's on a revolving line. Are you doing fixed rate home equities as well, honey, or is that a different ballgame?
We are doing fixed rate home equities as well, but no promo rates on those right now. But because of the reduction in rates, I believe that those look pretty attractive too. But those, again, they depend on, how much you're taking and how long you're taking it for.
Right. But I love that it's 1.49 or right around there. And then the rate, it flips out of that, I mean, because of the rates being lowered, you're in a good position. None of these ridiculous 30% rates on the credit cards. It's crazy. But anyway, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to stay with Tiffany. We have a couple things to discuss, some more stuff about this great promotion, as well as some of the great work that Fidelity does in the Back Mountain. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show, and I am Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business. And with me is Julie D. Immel, who produces this show. And Julie is the owner of Julie D. Immel Communications. Julie, go right ahead and tell them.
Thanks so much, Laurie. I specialize in public relations and marketing. To learn more about how I can help you promote your business or nonprofit, visit my website at juliedimmel.com.
Okay, and thank you. And with us is staying on for a second session here with our friend Tiffany Birch, who is the retail branch manager at the Back Mountain office in Luzerne County for Fidelity Bank. And we were just discussing a wonderful promotion that Fidelity has going on for their home equity line of credit. It's happening now through November 21st. We were just talking a little bit about it. I'll have Tiffany tell you the details one more time, and then we're going to talk to you a little bit about what all of these wonderful bankers at Fidelity do for the Back Mountain area. So, Tiff, go ahead, honey, and tell them what is going on there with that loan.
So, again, our home equity promotion, it's for home equity line of credit. We are running this promotion until November 21st. The line of credit does have an introductory rate as low as 1.49% APR fixed for 3 months. After that, rates as low as 6.99% APR variable.
There you go. Well, here we are. And then we're going to move forward with that. And again, that is until November 21st. So you have a little bit of time, but think about it. If you need their help, go see them or go on the app and fill out your application. So, Tiffany, I wanted to also stress the importance of the day of, or your, I was going to say day of caring, your random acts of kindness, which we talked about the last time with one of your other coworkers. But we didn't talk about that the last couple have been in Lackawanna County, and we want to talk a little bit about what goes on in the Back Mountain and what your branch does. And you made a wonderful comment. You said so-and-so is involved with the Rotary, and so therefore we're all involved with it. And I love that because
That is the beauty of banking. And I can say it as an ex-banker. I know what it's like when everybody gets on board and helps one another do what they're doing. And to whether if you're a member of something or not, but you need help and people show up, whether it's a walk or it's bingo or whatever, you get the support of your coworkers. And I understand that meaning. And that happens in many places of employment, but it's wonderful in the banking world because what I love about Fidelity is they give you time throughout the year for you to volunteer on bank time to help nonprofits that are near and dear to you and get out there and give back. And the bank allows that time and not just on your own time, which I love about. So I wanted to ask you, tell me a little bit about what you do with the kind of gave it away a little on the Rotary part with one of your coworkers, but talk a little bit about what your branch in particular does and how you support your Back Mountain community.
Yeah, we do a lot. I mean, like you were saying, with the Rotary, we do have a Rotarian that works in our branch. And when she does something, we like to kind of have the all hands on deck feature. You know, there, whether she needs something, we did the Wine and Brew Fest this year for the Rotary that the Rotary put on at the fairgrounds. And we had a table there and we did some sponsorships for that. And it was a good time. You know, it's nice to have a table where people can come and interact with us and not have to buy anything. You know, of course, everybody's there to make a little bit of money and sell some wine, but of course we don't have wine to sell. So we decided to give away some things for different restaurants in our area. We had some gift cards. We had some Fidelity swag. So it was fun. It was nice. Us as bankers, we like to each take something to be involved with. I am also involved with Junior Leadership Northeast as a project advisor, which has been awesome to work with the kids and their projects for their community service and, you know, see what they would like to give back to the community and help them achieve that goal for the year. That will be coming up again in November when we'll be assigned our groups. We have another one who does Fishing with a Cause. She's a board member there. So we each have something that we like to do. And like I said, we kind of give all hands on deck when it comes to those sort of things and help each other out with our organizations.
Yeah, and Tiffany, your program that you're talking about, that must be very rewarding to see. How old are these kiddos that you work with?
They are juniors in high school.
Wow. Yeah, and that's important because that's a crucial time in their life before, you know, a year before they're going to college and they're trying to figure that out and also make the time for the community. How do you see these kids? I love to get the perspective of people and how this generation of kids behave to doing what they do for a specific project in their community. How do your kids react to the projects themselves? Do they come up with it? Is it done by the board and then picked, or how does it actually happen before it comes to fruition?
The Leadership Northeast, they usually do give a list of different organizations that are looking for something or different projects that they could possibly do to give them some ideas. But some of the groups will take it upon themselves to find their own nonprofit and give them some sort of project also. So there's a couple different ways that they can go about it.
And how are these kids? Are they? I always say there's a difference in each generational differences in how people and what they do. And I don't know if it's just they see it from their parents or and they emulate that, or they just say, hey, I saw this. It made me think about a way that I could help. How do the kids, when they're doing this, how do they appear to you? I find it fascinating with each generation what they think about volunteering and, you know, look at, well, you're not getting paid yet to do something, or maybe you have a part-time job, but a volunteer position is just that, volunteer. How have you been noticing the kids? How long have you been doing it? A long time, or are they all about the same because you've not been there that long?
So this will only be my second year of doing it.
Okay.
Last year is my first year. And before that, I was in Leadership Northeast core program myself. So it's interesting to see against how the adults do their projects to how the kids do their projects.
Yeah.
But they are very creative, I will say that. You know, I think that they try to look for more resources or different resources. But my kids did a good job with their project last year. So it was nice to see it come together. Sometimes the projects I feel may be a little simpler. Sometimes I think they see things, you know, on a bigger scale and realize that, you know, within the allotted time that that's not something that they could do. But you see their eyes get big and you see them, you know, excited to do the projects that they do.
And then when it's picked, is it one project a year, a semester? How does it work? What's the time frame on that?
So they do one project a year. The groups will do one project a year.
Yeah, that's really interesting. All right. And then this, I'm curious about your other one. I wanted to ask them, but we just kept going with it. What did you say, fishing for a cause? Is that, did I hear you correctly?
Yep. Fishing for a cause, and I don't know really too much about the organization, but we did a lot of things for the different fundraising things that organization did. So I know that banker was looking for some baskets to be made, some raffle baskets, so we had put some things together and donated them for her. I know they had a cornhole tournament this past year.
Well, you know, whatever it is you do, just keep on doing it, because anytime anyone can give their time and help, and you know what, Tiffany, sponsorships and everything else that come from Fidelity, it's a big deal to people when a bank will, you know, when a customer reaches out and says, hey, will you support this, whether they're on the board or on the committee or not, you get so many requests for that to happen. Mm-hmm. But you know what? If you're the person asking, I can say, being the fundraiser that I am, when you're the person asking for it, you feel like, you know, look, can you please listen to me or take on this, because this is so important to me, because I'm asking and I think it's a great thing and I know you'll love it. So when that happens, it takes on a whole new meaning, I think. Not only does the bank support it, but then when you also tie in the fact that you have the employee there who is doing the work with it, it's a big deal. So I applaud you, and I always have, for the work that is done at Fidelity and in their ability to allow you to get out in the community. And I know that that's been a long-standing practice with the bank. I think it's important to Dan. I know it is. I sit on a couple of boards with Dan, and I know how much he works and puts in the time he does. It's so important, and I also want to talk to you, too, because is it coming up, or when is it? When is your employee appreciation night that you have? Is that in the winter? Is that February, or is it coming up?
I'm not sure if anybody has anything like that scheduled. I know that our Hazleton branch just recently did an appreciation, but I'm not for sure.
Okay, because the reason I say this is because it's so important that they recognize the work that you all do, and the ability, I can't stress this enough, the ability to take time off during a work week, a work year. How many hours do you get, or does it depend on position, or how does that work, Tiffany, for your ability to help out with causes throughout the year on bank time?
Everybody does have time, and it just depends on your position as to how many hours that they allot you for in the workday. But in our branch, honestly, we do a lot on our own time.
Right. I'm sure you do. But I just think it's important, because a lot of the meetings and such are after work, because most people don't have the privilege of your employer allowing you to do that. But that's a very important part, I think, of what makes Fidelity a great bank. It's a community bank. Community, community, community. They believe in it. They're in it. And they allow their bankers to go out there and work on bank time for however many hours a year for them to help, if it's something that has to be done during the day. Not all things can be done on a weekend or after work. Some things have to be done during work time. So the fact that you're allowed to do it, I mean, I just love that. And I love, we talked about this the last time that we spoke about, maybe it was 2 months ago, Tiffany, your random acts of kindness that you do. How does it work, and how do your Back Mountain people find the customers find this random act? Are they surprised? Are they like, oh my God, I can't even imagine somebody doing this. What is the reaction that happens?
I feel like a lot of people are very surprised exactly what you said, because there's no advertisement for it. You know, it's just our employees take the time and plan the event and go and do it, whether it be purchasing lunch, you know, when you roll up to Dunkin' Donuts in the morning, or we did Drip recently. And it's great to see people's expressions, because they aren't expecting it. And I think that's what we love the most about it.
Yeah, and the thing, we talked about that, it probably was 2 months ago, and we were talking, I can't remember who was on, and I was talking about, I happen to be someone who not once but twice was involved in a random act of kindness from the bank, and I was like, oh my God, like, I was so taken aback, and the woman from your bank, one of the other employees, she said, and you know what, I have to tell you that the giving part of it makes me even feel better than if somebody gave it to me, because the ability to make somebody feel that way is so worth it. And that's the old saying, is giving is better than receiving. So it's a good thing. So on, you know, it just remember that Fidelity does these things, their employees are out doing it, and it's just a wonderful thing. So keep it up. And Tiff, one more time, give one more promotion for the home equity before we wrap up.
Sure. So again, the home equity for the home equity line of credit, our promotion goes until November 21st is when those applications need to be submitted by. The line of credit does have an introductory rate as low as 1.49% APR fixed for the first 3 months. After that, rates are as low as 6.99% APR variable.
There we go. Okay, well, thank you for your time today for this double hit of Tiffany we had here today.
Of course.
So we thank you for that, and we look forward to hearing from you again. And everyone else out there, please have a wonderful weekend. It's going to be a nice one, I think, from the last little bit of rain, and nice weekend, and the beginning of next week seems nice too. So hooray, it's all nice, beautiful weather. So thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next week. Be safe. And please be nice. Bye-bye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.